Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Over recent years, the interest in short-term trading from everyday investors has increased dramatically. This heightened attention to the seemingly endless array of highly leveraged tools used in short-term trading is a result, in my view, of three main facts. Firstly, it is far cheaper for the everyday trader to actually trade. As little as over a decade ago, the cost of entering a trade through even a low-cost broker were around $50 or so, whereas now a trade can be placed for as little as $15. Secondly, short-term based highly leveraged products, such as CFDs, have become mainstream. These products are no longer the realm of the Wall Street Gordon Gekko types. You or I can approach a CFD provider and be trading such products within hours. Thirdly, the concept of globalization, whereby the speed of information between the major financial markets around the world is faster than ever, offers even the most newest of traders a live stream of the most up-to-date news on what is happening around the world, and this does not end with online brokers. We have the likes of financial websites and business TV channels. With such timeliness, traders can adjust themselves at breakneck speeds to accommodate an ever-changing marketplace. Such a trend has its downside. Lax provision around who can and cannot trade CFDs and other highly leveraged products, as well as a false sense from relevant providers that investing in or trading such products is easy, has caught many an inexperienced and even experienced investor out, all based on the assurance of easy money. You would be very surprised at some of the horror stories I have heard from Wealth Within clients who, before coming to us, have lost anywhere from thousands to hundreds of thousands of dollars simply because they had little, if any, education on how to navigate through the rough seas of short-term trading using such financial tools, and the push from dodgy providers with promises of the world was too much. Yet it still stands today that around 95% of people dabbling in such products lose money, and the platform providers are laughing all the way to the bank. In the outset of this podcast, I want to make a few points very, very clear. Firstly, short-term trading, and in particular, the use of highly leveraged products to trade over such time frames, should only ever be undertaken by experienced traders. No ifs, no buts, and no maybes. If you have less than 2 years experience trading at a profitable level, then you should not even contemplate using such products. I see trading like learning how to drive a car. The first attempts at driving are generally clumsy, consciously thinking about how to change gears, putting our foot on the clutch pedal, etc., etc. And we slowly evolve from this state, unconscious incompetence, that basically means not knowing what we are doing, to unconscious competence, in which we operate from a level where we can drive with great skill without even realizing a large degree of the functions we have completed whilst doing so. For instance, can you remember all the pedal pushing and gear changing you conducted on your drive to work this morning? Secondly, learning how to trade short term takes time and dedication. In some cases, more so than what some of you may have already assigned to learn how to trade over the medium term, whether this was through completing our diploma or advanced diploma courses, or through your own personal education process. Short-term trading is a different kind of beast, and thus must be treated accordingly. This is due to the fact that you'll be trading far more often, and this then translates into more time spent on backtesting and planning, etc. How much time do you need for fast-moving markets? My suggestion is somewhere around 6 to 10 hours a week, depending on what type of market you are trading. If you have a busy lifestyle, including full-time work and family, you may struggle to find this time, and thus it is generally accepted that short-term trading may not be the right path to take. This is okay because as your experience with trading grows, it is more than likely you will develop a well-rounded trading system, and this may then free up enough time to dedicate towards your short-term aspirations. Thirdly, you must set strict rules around your entry and exit criteria, and follow these rules to the letter when you first start out. However, as your experience grows, use, you can begin to bring into your trading what we like to term the art of trading. Quite simply, this means using all of your knowledge all of the time on which to base your trading decisions. Now back to the importance of following your rules and why any serious trader must have them in place. Remember when you were younger and your parents had rules in place for you? For instance, perhaps you weren't allowed to go outside after a certain time at night. And didn't this used to frustrate the hell out of you? I know it did for me. Yet with the blessings of time, experience, and maturity, we can fully appreciate now why such rules were in place. Our parents were protecting us. Translating that back to trading, and the definition is the same. Your trading rules are there to protect you. However, when you first start trading, you may struggle to fully comprehend why. However, as you continue on your journey and you gather more and more experience and maturity as a trader, you can fully appreciate the importance of rules. It is the careful application of a trading system that includes well-tested rules, or lack thereof, that is the number one reason why most traders are not successful. In part two of my podcast on short-term trading, I will be discussing in some depth how you can construct a successful short-term trading system. However, for now, thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1-300-SHARE-TRADE.